Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
In the traffic, PJ, thank you for the message. My friend, just before New Road, off-ramp N1 northbound, says there was a stationary vehicle in the middle lane, so just keep an eye out on that. I know coming from the Buccleuch interchange north, still very busy.
Hi, Education Minister Nobuhle Nkabane has confirmed that the student shot at the Walter Sisulu University was in fact a registered student. This is after the university had concluded yesterday that the deceased was not a registered student.
The last payment or disbursement of funds to the university and to the student was the end of the year, last year.
Moving abroad, the European Union on Wednesday published a list of 7 countries it considers safe in a bid to speed up migrant returns. They're making it harder for citizens for those nations to claim asylum. It includes Bangladesh, Colombia, Egypt, India, Morocco, and Tunisia. It would need to be approved by the bloc's parliament and members before entering force. The story is on jackrandfm.com. Click on news. Here is Renier van Sel from Efficient Private Clients with the latest.
Markets took a knock earlier, especially in the technology sector, after Nvidia announced it would now need a license to export some of its chips to China. That sent its share price down by more than 5%. The company also said it expects to take a hit of up to $5.5 billion in its first quarter due to unsold inventory and cancelled orders.
But it's not only Nvidia that is taking a hit internationally.
Other chip makers also felt the pressure, with Broadcom dropping 2.6% and Micron Technology falling 2.2%. Adding to the uncertainty, Dutch semiconductor giant ASML dropped more than 5% after issuing weaker sales guidance. Now, ASML produces the highly specialized machines used to manufacture the world's most advanced computer chips. Some of these machines can cost up to 7 billion rands each.
A dollar is trading at 18 rand 80, a euro 21 rand 39, and a pound sitting at 24 rand 89. Gold trading at $3,326.93 per fine ounce, and Brent crude oil at $65.92 per barrel. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 7.
We start off with the IPL news. Well, it was the Delhi Capitals who managed to get 188 for 5 after a relatively slow start. Tristan Stubbs was still there at the end on 34 from just 18 deliveries. And with him, Ashutosh Sharma, he was also there at 15. And in response, well, the Rajasthan Royals are going pretty well at the moment, 61 without loss, even though the captain, Sanju Samson, is back in the pavilion. He's retired hurt. He made 31 from 19 deliveries. Yashasvi Jaiswal is there on 26 from 15. So 63 without loss now after 5 overs. And that is the end of the power play. Real Madrid will attempt to put yet another special night on at the Santiago Bernabeu as they're looking to overturn a sizable deficit in the Champions League quarterfinal tie against Arsenal. Manager Carlo Ancelotti said this earlier. Arsenal midfielder Declan Rice scored 2 fantastic free kicks in the Premier League club's victory. That was 3-0 over at the Emirates Stadium last time around. Mikel Arteta, though, he says their game plan is the same.
The same mindset. The mindset to win, to be brave, to be dominant, to be determined, and to have the conviction that we can be better than them and win the game.
Other matches happening tonight, see Inter Milan taking on Bayern Munich. Mamelodi Sundowns shift their focus to the CAF Champions League, not the CAF Champions League. Quarterfinal encounter, they're playing against Al Ahly this weekend. It is the coveted semi-final spot that is up for grabs, of course. And Edinburgh Attack coach Scott Matty, well, he says he's excited by the massive challenge provided by his former team, the Sharks. The former scrum half played 47 times for the Black and White between 2006 and 2008, and now he's in the enemy camp with Sean Everett. In the Sharks camp, though, John Plumtree has welcomed back 4 Springboks and lock Evan Etzebeth.